Hey guys, it's Sean Fuson, News Corp journalist and one of the voices of Riot City Wrestling in Adelaide, and you're listening to Wrestle Radio Australia.
This is FNX. Oh
yeah! G'day, this is Big Brody Marshall.
This is Brian Alvarez.
This is Debbie Bennett here. Listen to this sick-ass podcast.
Hello, doggers. This is Jay Hunter from OSW Review.
This is Matt Grim Basso.
This is the king of the mountain, Jeff Jarrett.
This is the Jurassic Punk, Sid Parker. Don't worry, just panic.
This is Mean Dean Olsen.
This is the loosest in Australian wrestling, Adam Brooks.
This is Charlie Evans.
This is Scrapland Adam Pearce, and you are locked in
to Wrestle Radio Australia.
That's the name of the show. Josh Sharma is the name of me, the person speaking right now. How you going? Awkward as intro, but that's the way we're going to do it today. Bugger it. Here at WRA, thank you for listening to the show. It's brought to you by FNX.network. You can find it on iTunes, Stitcher and TuneIn Radio. And also later on, I'm going to tell you a bit about our great sponsors, Wrestle Merch Printing. The Millennials, Wrestle Merch have taken care of their new t-shirt. I'll tell you how you can get that a bit later on. Now, we're going to do things a bit differently in the future as far as how you can get questions to our guests and stuff like that. So, usually I put up the social media post on the Facebook page and then get the feedback and whatnot that way. We're going to do it differently from now on. You can send your questions into wrestleradioau@gmail.com. WrestleRadioAU@gmail.com. So I'll still kind of give the heads up on the social medias and that of who's going to be on the show coming up in the coming week or two or however much forward planning I can do with the guests. But that's where you can actually send in your questions for them. Or even if you just want to leave some questions or topics of conversation for myself, Todd, Ali and Shooter, Josh the Axe Shooter, for our little roundtable podcast that we're doing every fortnight or so, then you can also hit us up at that address. You can leave them there. So WrestleRadioAU@gmail.com is where you can send us in your questions, your feedback, your topics, all that sort of jazz. Yeah, that's where we want to get those from you. And just quickly, I've got to quickly thank Corporalite Audiovisual, who helped couple of weeks back when I spoke with Elliot Sexton and Nick Savage and Paul Roberts at the AWA show. I had both mics on me, but just wanted to make sure that it was sounding really sweet. So I swapped over the Samson mic for a Shure mic that they had on board there, and that worked a treat. So just a big thank you to Corporalite for helping us out and making the show sound just that little bit better. Just that little bit better there. And great time that was with Sexton and Savage and Paul. So go check that out if you haven't already. That was a good time. And A Word with Adam is the name of a video podcast interview program that's out on YouTube at the moment. Adam Maney from Cabana Productions and also Australian Wrestling All-Stars first caught up with Rocky Monero a few weeks back and just recently with Blake Stone. A couple of great sit-down interviews with those two guys. So check that out, A Word with Adam on YouTube and Facebook. You can find it there as well. And coming up later this week on the Axe Cast, Hayden Zenith from EPW Perth, and hoping to get one of the guys from Drawing Heat podcast on the show to just have a quick little chat ski at the start of that, because again, talking about borrowing gear and actually the recording process of the show, Hayden and Shooter used some of the gear there that the Drawing Heat guys had on board when they were doing their interviews with Jag, and I think it was Alex Kingston was the other one that they did over the weekend. So thank you to Craig and Beej for helping out Shooter, and yep, new Axe Cast this week. All right, not going to take up any more time here at the top of the show. It's all about Todd Eastman's chat today with the prodigy Alex Shepherd, a youngster up there in Queensland who, Toddy's moved up there, as we all know, doing a bit of stuff with AWA Live. Has seen Alex about the place, thought, I want to be in his corner, and so that's exactly what's happened. Enjoy this one. I'm going to pass it over to Todd Eastman. I'll be back after this to wrap it up. Thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you very much, Josh. I'm joined here today by my newest client, Alex Shepherd, the Prodigy. How are you, man?
I'm good tonight. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. Very good. First question we usually ask everyone, but you and I sort of talked a little bit before. You said you weren't really that much into wrestling until...
No, not until I was about maybe 17, 18 or so. And I got into it through like HBK's theme music. I actually heard that, like, I'm a sexy boy. I heard that and I was hooked from there and just started watching it at my friend's place, started playing the video games.
You didn't like stumble on some footage of WrestleMania. No. Yeah, this is awesome. No. You heard like, I'm a sexy boy. Yeah. Like, I reckon that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I know, probably back then I was a bit arrogant myself. I'm like, yeah, this
I'm music, a sexy boy.
Yeah, this music suits me.
Oh dear. So when did it come from? Did you just started like massively getting into like where you try and search back the older stuff, or was it sort of like you were stuck in what was happening today?
I was really just stuck in the current product. Like it was the time when ECW were back. So I was watching lots of guys like CM Punk, John Morrison, The Miz, even DX. And yeah, that's just how I got into it. And then I started watching older DVDs, like, you know, seeing Stone Cold, The Rock, Lesnar.
That must be really weird for someone to come in late to go back and watch that Attitude Era, not having seen anything of it before. Because guys like me, like, we've seen it, so you go back and I remember that. But to have someone to come in and discover it new, that must have been awesome just to check out and see.
It was so good, and just like the crazy stuff they did back then. But then going even further back, like watching, you know, like the Hitman and Shawn Michaels, like, back in the day, just seeing that for the first time was really, really awesome.
Yeah.
Because I was only used to, you know, just the guys I was seeing on Raw and ECW.
Yeah.
And, you know, that...
So you really had it easy, because with you growing, like, getting... When you got into it, you could see Raw and SmackDown and ECW on Fox. They're like... For other guys that came up when they were watching when they were 12, 13, you had to hunt that shit out because it just wasn't around. So when did you go from like watching this to thinking I can actually finding that there is wrestling in Queensland? Because this isn't exactly.
Yeah, I Googled it and went to a random training session one day. This is like when I was 19 or so. And what I saw there wasn't very impressive, to be honest. And then I kind of just forgot about wrestling for a while, and it was a bit like...
Oh, what
a
change of it.
Yeah, it really did. The guys there were just... Yeah, they're not guys on the local scene at the moment.
I was going to say...
So I'm not shooting on anyone.
Just be careful.
Yeah, I'm not shooting on anyone. No one that I recognize. And I don't know, just... It didn't seem like what I wanted it to be.
Oh, okay.
So I was very disappointed, and I just kept on being that fan for a while.
Yeah.
And then I saw some wrestling at Supernova.
Okay.
I think it was like AWF and PWAC at the time.
Okay.
So I saw like Istria wrestle, and I saw that, and I thought,
that's a wrestler.
That's some good wrestling. That's some good wrestling. So after that, I really just like once again Googled Queensland wrestling. And I messaged all the companies around Queensland, well, around Brisbane, and one guy got back to me, Greg Prowse, and he said, come along, come train. And I got there, was the first one there.
That was with Prowse, was it?
Yeah, with Prowse. I helped them set up the ring. A whole bunch of guys, you know, came a bit late, didn't really help out the ring that much, but you know, whatever. But yeah, that's when I met like Tim and Kelso and all those guys.
Yeah, with the only other really promotion I've been involved with hardcore is RCW. And with that, everybody doesn't really happen so much up here. I don't know if it's less of because there's no real home base for people. There's no real like family feeling. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like I really felt that for a while at Prowl, to be honest. There was a family feeling there for a while, but once again, it's just, people seem just like to leave just after the match. And I know I've done it myself once or twice, but I do have commitments outside of wrestling. But really, like, it's the guys who every single show just leave. And, you know, that makes it a bit hard for the rest of us. But there are some guys out there who really always put the effort in with the ring. Guys like Nick Visich wrestles for AWA, just won the number one contenders
cup.
Homecoming Cup. Like, he's a guy who is always putting in effort, both, like, with the ring and with training. So,
But that's because also he's a guy that's sort of, like, a student of history and drama and they're bringing up the old school way, the way that I know that gets taught down in Adelaide.
Yeah,
from both companies, I'm talking Rampage and RCW. They all are very much in that old school way, like helping pack up, helping set up, helping with everything.
And which is really good. So huge props to him.
So when was your first? I take it your first match was with Prowl.
Yeah, my first match was with Prowl, but it was actually a show that Chris Daglish run.
Okay,
And he's the promoter of PPW.
Yeah,
like, you know that, but
I know
that. I know that. So it was a show that he ran, and I was just in like a gauntlet. I really came out for 20 seconds, tried to do something in the ring, and then got body slammed. Mm. But
how long have you been training before they did that?
I'd been training for about 8 months.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was going to training like, you know, every week. And then there were some weeks where I was training like 3 times a week with a few of the different guys on the scene. So, yeah, I was trying to get as much experience as possible before my debut.
Yeah.
But despite saying that, I came backstage after that match and Mason Childs was just like, yeah, you were just smiling the entire time. You took that body slam and just like sat up just smiling. So, yeah, despite all the training, I was just so excited to be out there, like, in front of a crowd. It was so good.
So were you a face or heel, or was it really determined when you did that?
I guess I was a face because...
Because I was smiling.
Yeah, I was smiling and I came out. I was so pumped up. I think I gave everyone in that building a high five. So.
Oh, jeez. So where did the whole... For those of you that aren't aware, PPW, and not so much in Prowl when they did the reboot, but in PPW, you have the Uprising. Thank you.
Yeah.
So for some reason, I nearly said Ascension. I don't know why.
That's okay. Kind of similar.
So where did that the sort of that Alex Shepard persona gimmick and the whole group come from?
It's because I'd just been working face ever since I made that debut. And working face, I just felt like there were so many generic faces in Queensland. And I just wanted to do something different. And I was just talking to some of my friend Shane and Chris Daglish, and we're just talking about ideas that I could do. And the Uprising is what we walked away, you know, at the end of the night with.
Yeah.
And it was really just me, like, really wanting to vent my frustration. Like, that was that's why I was doing the angry thing for ages, just because it was really just me venting my frustration with.
For those people at home, when we first met, he sort of like asked me if I had any tips, and I think I was like, I don't know why you're so angry and yelly. I think that's the one. Why are you so yelly?
That's what heels do, right?
Yeah.
I think I've learned a bit. So. And also with the group, the Uprising itself, I wanted to get guys in there who really get overlooked on the local scene, because there's a lot of wrestlers in Queensland. And it always seems to be like the same guys who seem to be getting really good matches. And my idea behind it was that I start this group, I get guys in the group, and I can help them get bookings, I can help them get involved in storylines, I can help them do promos, I don't know. It was a way for me to help out some other guys.
Yeah. How long had you been wrestling when you decided that that was the way you wanted to go with it?
Probably about 2 years actually wrestling, and I did have a break for about 8 months or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there was, So you just wanted to try and get some guys who maybe have been overlooked, maybe the letter, and maybe help them develop their characters and stuff like that?
Because I'm someone like, I do train a fair bit, and I do like work on promos and character work a lot by myself, you know, even just staring at the mirror and just like working on faces.
Everyone at one point or another does that. Even like fans at home, if a fan at home isn't in a shower cutting a promo, then you're not really a fan. I know that's how I do. Most of my stuff I do, I'll practice promos in the shower and my wife thinks I'm yelling at her for something.
that's a good way to do it. Like,
yeah. Yeah, well, you know, what worse could happen? You're already naked.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing bad can happen.
Nothing bad can happen then.
But yeah, I'm really into just working on things I want to say in promos. I wish there was so much more of that in Queensland. I really do wish like more guys were cutting promos and releasing things. And
see, you have like, I'm fully with you on the whole promos and that, but they really do need to sort of utilize their Facebook more. Because everyone wrestles for every fed. They're not necessarily in a storyline for every fed, or they're not.
Yeah.
Like, you can't really point a promo at, like, if you wanted to advertise a match, like, I've got a match coming up on the 13th at the New Globe Theatre, blah, blah, blah. This is that's cool.
Yeah.
Because you're getting that over. But if you're trying to start an angle, that doesn't really work. And the one thing I've found with a lot of Queensland promotions is that they seem to want to start every show like Raw, where there's a half-hour promo at the start of the show.
Oh, that's just Jesse. That's just Jesse Moon, right?
No, it's not just him, because BC Dub did it as well, that show I went to. They do a half-hour promo to start the show. The people are just going, I don't need to sit through all of this shit, really.
Yeah.
At least
give us some wrestling.
Give them a match first and then maybe set the table after that. But unless you're really launching something for that night and that night only, then you haven't really got the room.
Yeah.
Then that's fair enough. But
if you're going to do something like that, at least do like, I don't know, maybe a fun angle that turns into something.
Yeah.
You know?
But and also to another point, not every match or every wrestler for a match needs a promo.
No.
Because then the night just gets dragged out as well.
Yeah.
But for those guys like upper middle to upper, then if they've got an angle they're working towards, say like Visage won the cup, he should have promos because like I'm coming for the cup, blah, 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 you don't know when, you know, but I'll put in my and you just watch out, blah, 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 that sort of stuff.
Mm.
But otherwise, like if you've got the opener doing a promo and then this guy doing a promo and then that guy doing a promo, it sort of drags out. And like I'm not trying to besmirch the guy or attack the guy or anything, but Flash did a promo on the last show. I think it was like it went for almost 20 minutes and it just sort of dragged the night out. And it wasn't his fault because other people kept interjecting and all that stuff. But stuff like that sort of just can have the potential to bog a show down. Aside from the promos and all that, there aren't a hell of a lot of training schools or anything anymore up here. So where do you actually get to train in ring?
I train in ring in the Pacific Pro Wrestling Ring. Chris Daglish has been nice enough to let me use it while he's, you know, living at the beach and just living such a high
sipping
life.
Margaritas. And,
So it was kind of just sitting under his house and I said, I'll put it to good use. So pretty much every day, myself and another wrestler, Bryce McAllister, who wrestles for PPW as well. Yeah, him and I, we roll around and work each other and just always trying to improve and get better. Actually, today we had a big train session. We had both like myself.
I think Seeker was there too, wasn't
he? Yeah, Blair Seeker was there and JL Gold. So formerly Lucas Gold.
Oh, hello. Yeah. Initials.
Yeah. Gold's great. So really good to see him back in the ring.
He looks like he might have put on a little bit of size as well.
Yeah. Like he went to America for a while and, you know, to see WrestleMania.
As you do.
And, yeah, he lost a bit of weight over there and now he's back and he's just hitting it hard. Like he's training intensely. He's actually my housemate. So, you know, my fridge on one shelf, we have all his like meal prep and all that kind of stuff. And then the shelf above is just all my chocolate and stuff like that. So
He's looking at that and he's going, you're an arsehole.
Yeah, yeah. But he's training really intensely. It's really good. Like, he had the photo shoot with Just Julie.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's one of, like, our, like, probably the main photographer in Brisbane.
Yeah,
like,
she does seem to get around to most of the feds. And she does a really good job too, so.
Yeah.
Just Julie, well done.
Yeah, good work, Just Julie. Try and get some photos of me looking good in the future.
In the future.
She always seems to get really good action shots of me where my face is just...
covered in hair?
Yeah, covered in hair or very contorted.
Yeah.
Or,
I had that issue when I was looking for stuff for a video I was doing. I'm like, son of a bitch, get the hair out of your face at once.
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah, nah.
If you managed me when I was a baby face, I had that short, clean-cut hair. Very similar to yours.
Yes. Yeah. Mine's through necessity, though. Yeah. Mine's leaving me rapidly.
I'm just enjoying it while I still can.
I'm hanging on to the last vestiges of what I have.
But, yeah, you do a good job, Julie. So keep it up. Keep it up.
Well done, Jules.
Yeah. But in saying that, like, you know, there's Barbara's around. She does photos as well. She took photos for the last AWA homecoming poster, and that was really good. And other than that, we also have Jade up here, but Jade hasn't really been taking photos that much anymore.
Okay.
But, yeah, Jade's awesome too. Like, sorry, I just want to give a shout
out. No, that's good.
To all these people who really, like, put in lots of effort.
Yeah, because a lot of the times it is the people behind the scenes that the regular punters don't see that put a lot into shows. So it's good that you actually recognize that and you're not just like, I am a wrestler, I am the show. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There are people around that are like that, and it's good to see a change. Yeah. It's one of the reasons why I was like, this is a guy I could manage, because it looks like he wants to do stuff the right way.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I believe in, you know, really giving props to everyone that's helping out on a show. Like PPW, we have commentators every show, and, you know, refs and people that work the canteen and that. So it really is a group effort.
Yeah.
You're just going to be an arrogant wrestler and just, oh, I'm just here for my match kind of thing. Like, it's not going to get you anywhere. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
So now you're sort of at this, I don't know, it's sort of the point of your career where you're in that upper middle sort of area. What promotions are you with? Because you don't really work every promotion like everyone does.
No, I predominantly work AWA, Australian Wrestling Alliance. They have their shows Grindhouse every month, and they're really awesome. They have lots of characters, lots of fun. Oh, Jesse Moon, so Jesse Daniels. Sorry, I'm so used to saying Moon.
He gets so shitty about that. So it's Jesse Daniels.
He'll enjoy that. He'll enjoy you correcting me. Yeah. You're teaching me the right way.
Because what will happen is I'll get a message going, I've wrestled for years. I've done all this stuff. It means nothing. No one remembers me.
We remember him with the mask. I think that's the most important.
As Silver Seabum.
Yes, Silver Seabum. Grindhouse is awesome because we, the crowd really get into it, and it's an all-ages show, so... I know, it's just people swearing at everyone. It's great being a heel. I just have so many people insulting me.
I noticed that when, because I was like, I think it was like the month before I'd watched a show. And I was like, I wouldn't swear that much in my promo. And what was the first thing I did? fucking you. I'm like, oh no, what have I done? We're walking back towards the thing, and I was like, I swore like four times in the space of 2 sentences.
18 plus just brings out that angry side.
It really, it really did.
So it's no wonder I'm just angry all the time. I'm like, yes, I can finally call people and fucking, Other than that, I mainly wrestle for Pacific Pro Wrestling. I've already mentioned them a few times. Chris Daigle, she runs like just... a really tight ship there, so...
Yeah, you know, it's a pity that because of where he's living at the moment, he doesn't get to run more regularly.
Yeah.
Because that is a promotion that, if it was ran more regularly, could really do something.
I think of it as, if it was run monthly, he could really just build, like, one of the best companies in Australia.
Oh, definitely.
And it's because he's particular about who he uses. You know, this is a guy who's booking guys like Istria and Jag and Jonah. Like really high level guys within Australia, you know, rather than just booking the guy who just first put on knee pads.
Yeah, that's right. The important thing is that you bring those guys in to work with your guys to help bring your guys up.
Yeah.
That's what Chris does, and that's what I really like about him. Like when he brought Brooksy up, he worked with Gold.
Yeah.
And really elevated Gold's game.
Yeah, it really did. I've watched that match back, and it's so interesting seeing like Brooksy's talent within it. And you know, you can also see how talented Gold is as well.
Yeah.
And how like you can really believe that Gold is really going to transition to that next level.
Yeah. Well, I said when the match was about to start, because Chris and I sit next to each other up on when I'm doing, because I do the sound for the Pacific Pro Show, it's just so. You'd be like, what do you mean he's where he's sitting? We were sitting
VIP.
VIP, as you know, and he was running the camera. And we sat down and I said, you watch Adam, like, raise Lucas's game here, because he will bring him up. He will, and Lucas will be so much better for this match. And I think Chris, when he first seen, was like, oh, I've heard a lot of stories about him. But by the end of the match, he's like, that is the best match I've seen Gold have. That was unbelievable. But he was sold on. Sold on Gold, and he was sold on Brooksy by the end of it, and that's what you want, really, isn't it?
Cool. Yeah, of course. Like, bring Brooksy back up here, and I'll wrestle him.
three. Yes. He was my first client.
Yeah, your first?
My first.
How many have
you always had? Remember your first.
Yeah.
I've had it. No, your third. So
third?
Okay. Mainly because we've been really picky.
Yeah. That's cool. Three's my lucky numbers.
Yeah. No, we've been really – and I was dumb enough to turn down Adam Pearce.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. I've told the story like heaps of times on the pod, so I'll tell you off the air. So
okay.
These poor people don't have to hear the dumb story again.
That's cool. I'm keen for that.
Yes. But yeah, it's, and I think I told you before we even started working that I'm particular of who I'm working with, because the guys that I've worked with before have sort of given me a good name.
Yeah.
Not I've given them, they've given me a good name. And I don't want to really tarnish their name by managing a guy that is, I'll just say, is shithouse.
Yeah.
I don't want to, mainly because I'm not going to be into it, because I don't believe in the dude.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's going to affect my performance, will it in turn affect him?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That makes sense, man. Like, as a manager, like you're really there to help the worker out, but the worker's there to help you out too. So,
I'm there to try and enhance.
Yeah,
to try and enhance, and to try and if there are any shortfalls in a guy's gimmick or game, to sort of maybe cover that or push to a side.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm so keen for like this new angle, this new way that we're going, because it's going to give me a chance to learn from you, someone who's had lots of experience. I'm like pretty damn excited.
Yeah, okay. I'm not that good. Don't get carried away. Don't get too carried away. This is gonna be a short trip. A real short trip. But no, it should be the way that I hope it goes. Mm. It should be really good. So now you've worked mainly in Queensland. Have you branched out and worked other states? Or?
I haven't, not yet. And that's really like where my goals are set right now. I'm very goal orientated, and I want to wrestle all over Australia. I want to wrestle guys that I can really learn from and become a better worker for. And hopefully if I go over like to different states, I can pass on some knowledge that I've picked up from other places, you know, something that someone else might not.
Yeah, it's so hard being, how do I put this? Queensland's like the reverse of every other state, whereas you want to go over there to get experience.
Yeah.
If you want to go over to like to a Melbourne or a Sydney or a Adelaide to get experience, whereas like normally people bring other people in to give the other guys experience. It's really, that's why I think being a wrestler from Queensland, it's so hard to be able to get that booking in other states. So there aren't a hell of a lot of Queensland guys.
No, there aren't. Like the main real guys that are going around working places are guys like Istria, and he lives down in Adelaide now.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, like Rufio, he's worked a few places like MCW.
Yeah, Rufio and Istria are really the only two I can think. And Davis before Davis.
Yeah.
It sort of like took a hiatus, and I think
because he was going down to Sydney.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he's coming back, but we'll see about that. But yeah, I'm really keen to actually like fly out and just go new places. Like, I don't know, there's a lot of places on my bucket list.
Flying out is overrated though. Yeah. Too. It's a long weekend.
That's all right. If I've got the drive, and you know, it's all going to be worth it in the long term. Like,
that's exactly right. Yeah. And then the other thing that holds against is just the distance.
Yeah,
it's a pain in the ass. Like for me, anyway, flying to Adelaide every month or every time I fly to a show, that's a 3-hour flight.
Yeah.
And it's not much to like when you're driving like 8 hours, but it still does something to the body when you get out, and especially over the whole day.
Yeah, it would drain you.
So
yeah,
but that's all stuff that's great.
That's all something I'm keen to experience. Like
yeah, well, just the adrenaline alone will get you through.
Yeah,
get you through that sort of thing.
Well, I know like a few workers over in Perth, so I'm pretty keen to go over there and wrestle in Perth and see them wrestle, and like Perth has guys like Warship, and Warship is props to him.
Yeah, guys like him and David Storm. If you want to learn off somebody, that's a guy you want to learn off. That's like if you go to Adelaide, it's like Jag, or if it's RC Dub with Maddie and Chris and all the guys in there, because it's really a collaborative effort of all the veterans training down there. Melbourne, you've got Carlo, Official Pursuit. You've got a few others over there. That's the only one I can really remember off the top of my head.
Is Sexton in Melbourne?
Yes, Sexton is in Melbourne. But he doesn't really train like people.
Yeah.
As much. I'm talking more trainers.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that Queensland desperately need is someone to come up here to train people.
Yeah,
it's easier than it sounds. It sounds easier than what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was very new to the business, we had a new company up here. Guys from
that week.
Yeah, we had guys come up here, and they said they were like the best thing in Australia. Trent and Wade, Brewer. Like, I don't know, they came up here and they pretty much just told everyone that they were the best, and everyone believed it. But yeah, now that I'm a little bit smarter, I know like where to go in Australia.
Well, it's also because the age of the internet, it's not too hard to get on there and Google things, Google like names. And if that name doesn't pop up, then you're like, well, who are you? Like you can Google, if you Google Carlo Cannon, you'll find a shitload of stuff about Carl. Yep. You Google David Storm, you'll find a shitload of stuff about EPW and all that stuff.
Pretty much everyone you just mentioned, like I follow on social media. I know what they're doing on shows and that. And does that make me a mark?
No, I
just care about what's going on in Australia. Yeah, I want to be involved.
Yeah,
you know?
It doesn't make you a mark. If you're in the business and you're following those guys, it's because you want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
And maybe if there's something that pops up, I might be able to do something here.
Yeah.
You could shoot an email off to them. Say, look, my name is Alex Shepherd, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Here's my YouTube links and check me out if you think it worked. You know what I mean? I know it sounds terrible, but check me out.
Check me out, boys.
Just got some photos taken. Check me out.
Just Julian.
But especially this thing with IWA.
Yeah.
They're doing a Super Contenders Battle Royal, I think it is, where they're actually legit opening up for people to film promos and then put it up on there. And that's where it helps to have, like, you've got an Alex Shepherd, professional wrestler Facebook page, because you can put that up on there with a promo saying, I want to be in this cup, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And that's great from IWA. I reckon that's awesome. That's an awesome idea, a great angle, something I haven't seen since they did the Tough Enough thing in America. That was a work.
I don't know why everyone in Queensland isn't making videos right now. Like, people say they want experience and they want to get out there, and this is their chance.
That's the thing. Like, a lot of people will say, this is what I want to do. This is where I want to go. This is what I want to do. It's actually going through with it that is the big difference. Like, and I'll give him as an example, because I love the dude. It's Axe, Josh Shooter. He said, I want to go to America and train. He went and trained with Booker T. He said, I really want to learn the English style. He went to England and he learned. If it's something he wanted to go and train in Big Japan, he went to Big Japan and trained. And he's come back every time so much better worker for it. And, like, till the day, at the end of the day, I'll give the guy props, because if he wants something, he will go out and get it. And I admire a guy that will say he's going to do something and he will actually go out and do it. Same thing with Kellyanne English. She'll say, I want to go and work Shimmer. She's been working her ass off to do that. And she went over there, and because of a stupid medical thing, she couldn't. So she's going back.
That's very disappointing.
Yeah. But that hasn't been the end of the thing. She's gone, screw that, I'm going back. And she's going to go back and do it. And, like, props to her. That and the whole her with Brooksy and the intergender, the hashtag bestos tag, that stuff is awesome because she has a cause and she wants to do it. Yeah. So there's all these guys that are out there in Queensland, and not even just Queensland, around the country, who say, I want to do this stuff. This is what I want to do. I'm serious about this stuff, blah, blah, blah. But then that's all you ever hear them say is, I'm serious about this. Then you've got a guy like Turkish Delight.
Yeah.
He's been around, what, 3 or 4 months, maybe, that I've heard of.
He's from Sydney. I even know about him.
Yeah. But he's – because he gets off his ass and he does stuff. Like, he does – he got that proper gear made up for his first match. He had, like – the IWA thing, he did a promo for that, and he did a really entertaining promo for it.
Yeah.
Because he's setting goals and he's doing them, and he's making like movements towards that. And that, for anyone who wants to do that, I have massive props. It's the Gunner guys that I have no time for. I've no time for dudes. I'm gonna do this. It never happens. I'm gonna do that. It never happens. That thing shits me to tears. And yeah, so just so you know.
Oh, I understand, man. Yeah. Props to, like, Turkish and Kellyanne and Shooter. Like, they're all guys that are working towards what they want. So good on them. And, like, I follow Shooter on Facebook and, well, all social media.
Pro Wrestling Tees / The Axe.
Yes. Yes. He has a new design coming out, I've heard. So.
Yeah, well, a couple of us just two fucking around. But yeah.
No, he's one of the guys that is super active on social media. So, like, I feel like I always know what he's doing.
Yeah, and that says a lot for a dude that's based in Melbourne. For guys in Queensland to know where this guy is every week means what he's doing is working. Because if you know about it, dudes in Melbourne are going to know about it and will know where his shows are.
Exactly, and that gets fans in seats. That gets people going to see him. That gets people invested. Like. Doing a good job. Model example.
Model example.
Good work, Josh.
We'll just call this podcast Putting Shooter Over. what are your you said you're very goal orientated.
Yeah.
In Queensland, what are your main goals at the moment?
My main goals in Queensland right now are to win a big championship. Like, within Queensland, I'd say the two biggest championships are the Pacific Pro Heavyweight Championship, which Johnny Lucas currently has. A guy who I actually beat last...
All by yourself, no help.
Yeah, well, a guy who I beat, 2 weeks ago, so I'm pretty keen to go after that belt.
No help, no help at all.
No help. No help at all. No help. We didn't tie him down.
No help at all.
Sure.
No help at all.
And also the AWA Heavyweight Championship. Both belts within Queensland are already hugely prestigious. Like, the AWA belt has been held by... anyone who's a name in Queensland wrestling.
Jag, well, not even just Queensland, around the country, really. Jag held it. Jonas held it. AJ Istria has held it. Yeah. Rufio held it. A lot of really good guys have held that belt. And that does say something that it's a good mark on the promoter believes in you to be able to
definitely
to put the belt on you.
And it's the same with the PPW belt, because that's another belt that has been held by a lot of those guys that have just been named. And also it's been defended in Japan by, like, Istria.
Yeah.
And Ryoni, who's over there wrestling. And
Dingo Warriors? No, Dingo Warriors?
No, that's a different guy. That's a different guy.
See, I don't know. So I'm new to Queensland. I'm sorry.
Dingo is Mason's mate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah, that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, Mason's... I think he should be flying to Michinoku now, so...
Is now?
Yeah. From what I heard, it's like leaving today.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah. So, good luck, Mason.
I think Robbie Hart.
Yeah, Robbie Hart's going over, so
yeah.
If they tag together, that would be pretty sick.
Yeah. So your main goals are to the AWA or the Pacific Pro or both?
I want both. I want to hold both at the same time. And I just want to defend them and just like work everyone that's worth working. No?
Yeah.
At the same time as that, I just want to wrestle as much as I can from guys who are good wrestlers.
Yeah.
No, I want to wrestle guys like Istria. I want to wrestle guys like Rufio when he comes back. And, you know, not from the local scene. Like when interstaters come over, I want to work them. I want like...
You want to be the first person that a promoter thinks of to work with someone they're bringing over.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Like last year I at UPW, before they folded and started up again. seems to be a Queensland thing.
Yeah.
Or is it just a wrestling
thing? It's a Queensland thing.
Okay,
pretty much.
Fair enough.
Good a lot of places know. Don't just fold.
Good to know. But yeah, UPW, I got the chance to wrestle Hayden Zenith, and he wrestles for like EPW.
Yeah.
So, you know, huge company, very talented worker, and that was awesome. It was meant to be a fatal four-way, and then on the day, they're just like, Alex, singles match with Hayden. And I just said, well, yeah, let's do it. And I felt like I had the match of the night. I was really happy with it. Like,
So you want to be, at the end of the day, you want to be the go-to guy.
Exactly.
To work with the guys up here, which is what everyone should really want to do.
Yeah.
And just tell the one thing, and I've said it before in other shows, is I just want to help. I want to personally just want to help Queensland wrestling sort of come up.
Yeah, I think that like in everything that I'm saying, there is some really talented guys up here, and I think the rest of Australia like needs to see that. They need to see that there are some talented guys up here that are working for these major companies.
Yeah.
You know, you've got guys like Tim and Istria, we've mentioned him
many times.
Everyone knows he's a great wrestler. Guys like Rufio, who's going to be coming back from injury.
Soon. Even Street Ref.
Yeah. Toby from Street Ref. Like, Sam's good. He's a real good wrestler. But Toby is someone that I find like I have amazing chemistry with. Like within the ring, and I know he's just the lightest guy.
Toby's a guy that if he actually got himself in good, really good shape, could do a lot of things around the country because he's got that instant like chemistry with the crowd.
Yeah, he does. He clicks with the crowd. He's talented. He has lots of charisma. Like if he slimmed down a bit, he'd be, you know.
Yeah, and that's not a knock on him at all because
I'm just the dude. I'm just saying. Like,
they will be on the show soon. It's just a matter of us actually getting together to do it.
I'm just saying he could be ace, like if he really
put the effort in. And I've said that. Yeah. I've said that as much to him.
Yeah.
Because I know he has worked in Melbourne before, and it's because he's a good wrestler. He's a good worker.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing I said to Chris Dalglish, the first show I came up and saw. When I just come to visit Kellyanne, and he said, what did I think of the show? And I said, you're this close. Like, they're just psychology and polish and presentation is really all it needs. So three P's is like, that's all that really Queensland wrestling needs. A little bit more psychology from some of the workers.
Yeah.
A little bit more polish with that. That only comes with training, and it's so hard to get training up here because there aren't a hell of a lot of places to train.
Come train with me.
And and presentation, that's just down to the promotions.
Yeah.
And I understand it's all money, and if you've got no money coming in, it's hard to put money out to do that stuff. But it really is key. I mean, this is just personally that I've never seen promotions have tables as ring barriers, and I'm not having to dig at anyone for doing it because you do what you have to do, and I know at Pacific Pro they have to use a row of chairs as a ring barrier, and that's just, it's not a knock on them because I know that's just what you have to do when you don't have the money for it, but it elevates the product so much more if you have ring barriers. I know that's probably me just sounding like a friggin' elitist because I've always worked with promotions in Adelaide that have that whole setup.
Yeah.
And like our setup in Riot Cities.
I've seen pictures. It looks good.
Yeah. But that has taken 11 years to get to.
Yeah.
But it has to start somewhere. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I'm talking about like these top companies in Queensland, but at the end of the day, they're both still very young companies.
Yeah.
Because when I started, the main two were like Prowl and PWAC, and PWAC's gone and Prowl's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it the fact that just the places don't stick around long enough to be able to? And that's not a dig on the promoters, because I guess if you don't have the money to run it, then you don't have the money to run it, yeah. Or if like that sort of stuff. Is that what the thing? I'm just trying to get my head around.
I think so. And I think it's also, I don't know, maybe in Queensland a lot of people do become dispirited. Because as you said, you know, other places, you know, they're flying people in to learn from, whereas everyone here feels like they have to get out, they have to go somewhere else. I think that's just because there isn't that big established wrestling promotion that has a school and has like super top guys. We like our top guys left us.
Yeah, to go and try and learn and get better, which is something that you should want to do. But at the end of the day, you don't have the guys coming back. No. So once they're gone, they don't. I don't know why, because Queensland's pretty good to live in.
Yeah, it's very sunny.
it's not a bad joint to live in. But it's just
good looking girls.
Yeah, well, you know, I have one of those, so I'm all right.
So do I. I'm just saying.
She's not listening in there. She never downloads this one.
She might be listening in the next room.
Yeah. I'll go upstairs later on. What did you say? What the babe?
You'll be all right. Blame it on me. I'll take the heat.
Yeah, good man. Where was I going to go from there? So that's your main goal. Do you have any like ultimate goals of going overseas or
definitely? Like I want to go to America, Canada, Japan, even Mexico. I just want to learn as much as I can. And ultimately, like most wrestlers, your goal is going to be to make it to WWE. And some people in New Japan nowadays, but I think before I can get to that goal, I need to educate myself.
Yeah.
And that's what I really want to do. I want to make a name for myself. I want to go around Australia and meet people and learn things and become better, go around the world and learn better. And it's just a matter of time, Todd.
Yeah. 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 It's like I said, like with... And I'm only saying it because it's the only point of reference I have. With Riot City, you've got guys like Matt and Chris. And Chris is like married now. So he's pretty much settled and he doesn't really want that. He doesn't want that dream of working. He wants to get as good as he possibly can. He wants to get himself in the best shape as he possibly can. Absolute nut when it comes to working out and all that stuff.
Good on.
But he just wants to – now his main focus is helping – that company like RCW grow. And really I think it's going to take somebody up here that is a really good worker that doesn't want to do that, has done that sort of training other places, but has that love for wrestling in particular to say, well, this is what I want to do. If I knew how to train people, that's what I'd be doing.
Well, there are people within the local scene, two people I can name, both Bryce McAllister and a guy called Bobby. Bobby trains a fair bit with QPW. And they're both two guys that have expressed interest in me, and they just want to become good and train people within Queensland and help the Queensland product grow. And that's essential. That's something we need up here.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to see somebody get a shed, have a setup with it. It doesn't have to be massive, just a little shed, a big enough shed to have a ring, have some weights. That's really all you need. That's all you need to train out of. But again, you need regular enough people that will pay fees and will actually show up and train. And that's the hardest. I find there in Queensland wrestling, there's a lot of empathy where like they're really keen for it this month, but then the next month, not so much. And they're keen for it again, then not so much. Whereas you don't have that massive, like, dedicated. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do get you. There is a lot of guys who.
But that's also because in Queensland, it's very spread out. Like, you've got guys that live on the Gold Coast and on servers. Then you've got guys that live in Brisbane. And nothing's – I don't care what anyone says, nothing is close in Brisbane. Everything is fucking 25 minutes at least.
Yeah.
Like, I can go to the corner shop, I'll put it in GPS, 25 minutes.
Well, from what I've heard, BCW are actually opening up a training school. So that's Kira and Dallas.
Yeah.
But, like, that's a good opportunity for guys to get in the ring and work on some stuff.
Yeah.
As opposed to just training.
It's better than not training at all, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, better than training at show day, because all that does is take your gas, really. So by the time your matches come up, you might be spent, or heaven forbid you do something and take a wrong bump, like what happened with Paul Rufio.
No, Rufio's going to come back. He's going to be stronger. Like, I saw him at a few weeks ago, and he's looking,
bulked up a bit.
He's looking massive.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Pretty keen to work him again. Like, yeah. I know. Rufio is kind of like my personal rival kind of thing. He's someone who's done really well as a worker from Queensland. So he's, you know, he's someone I want to compete against.
Mm. Yeah, someone you want to work with, learn from, but also grow with.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rufio and I, we have a history. We got a history. It's good.
And on that note, well, thanks for coming over and my current place of abode.
Oh, thank you. It's really good. I do like your picture of all the superheroes up there.
I know. It's an adult room. Very much is an adult room.
It's all right. It's very much like my place. I just have all my pop vinyls everywhere. And
yeah, I get one room. I've got 1.5 rooms in the house where I'm allowed to do stuff. Everything else is hers. So
that's the way it works.
Yeah, and even then she tries to do stuff. Can't we just know that's not your room? So for the people at home that they want to know about the prodigy, Alex Shepherd. I'm just getting into that. Prodigy. How can they get in contact with you or follow you on your social medias? Get all that out there for the people.
So I am on Facebook. Just look up Alex Shepherd, professional wrestler. Other than that, you can also find me on Twitter. Exact same thing. I'm on Instagram as well. Instagram is really good if you do like to see both wrestling photos and cat photos. I do warn you about that. But yeah, hit me up. Like, yeah.
Promoters from other team. Hit me up.
Hit me up. yeah, if I'm really interested in working some good promotions. So,
yeah. So, well, hopefully, for me, and it's one of the reasons why I actually said that. Because I wasn't really planning, to be honest with you, I wasn't planning on managing anybody at all up here. I was quite happy with just managing Chris down in Adelaide and flying down to do the shows. I was going to come up, watch, maybe help behind the scenes sort of thing. But I think Jesse said, if there's anyone you feel like you might want to manage or anything, just let me know. And like instantly it was like you, and I think it was Drama was the other one.
Mm.
But I was like, Drama talks good enough that he doesn't need really anybody to help him at all. And he's older. He's an older dude. Whereas with you, I could see that, like, there's something I could bring out.
Yeah.
And I think we had that discussion.
We did have that discussion, like, when...
Before the start of the last show, wasn't it?
Yeah. When you first came up here and, yeah.
Yeah. And then before the start of the last show, we were talking about the gimmick sort of thing. And I was like, if you want to do that cult leader thing, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's just not what my gimmick would work with. So I'll help you behind the scenes and all that, but it wouldn't really work out.
Yeah, it's all right. I understand, like, wrestlers having to evolve and all that. And I do like my uprising. It's a good group of guys, but we're just going to see what happens. You know?
Yeah.
Pretty keen for the future. So
yes.
Very exciting, very exciting.
And well, it was lovely having you.
Thank you for having me.
Joshua, because you know how to do all the wrestle merch printing readout, because God knows I don't have a script for that. So you take all that away, and I'm on at Beast Eastman on Twitter. So if you want to catch me up on there, if you want to book Alex, just let me know and I'll pass you on to him. That's fine. Anything you want to do that. But until then, Todd Eastman for Alex Shepherd. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Alex Shepherd. And looking forward to seeing more of Alex and Todd about the place doing their thing. And all I can say is that if you're in the ring going up against Alex Shepherd, you got your work cut out for you, because he's a world-class manager, no doubt. He's the man. Good stuff, Toddy, and looking forward to catching up with you, hopefully very soon, on the roundtables. That'll be good. Now, I just want to quickly give a shout-out to our great sponsors and tell you a bit about them. Wrestle Merch Printing, they are the place to go if you're an Australian wrestler, if you're a promoter. You need to get some great hoodies or tees to your fans. Check out Wrestle Merch Printing on Facebook. They've just taken care of the millennials. That's Dean Brady, James Cray, and Luke Santa Maria down here in Riot City Wrestling. Those new shirts will be available at the Riot City Rumble September 10th, I believe. And I guess if you're outside of SA, hit up Dean Brady or James Cray on their Facebook pages, or Luke Santa Maria. I'm sure that they'll be more than happy to help you out, because you're giving them money. They're selling you a shirt. Apart from that, I don't really think they enjoy fan correspondence. But if you do enjoy the heel life, you can get a hold of those shirts fairly soon. They've taken care of TM61, the logo you see on NXT. That's the work of Wrestle Merch Printing. Damian Slater from the WWE Cruiserweight Classic made many a t-shirt for him. The Slater Age shirts, the Brotherhood, Mr. Juicy, Jonah Rock. So many great names. Trust Wrestle Merch Printing. So again, get onto them. Check out the Facebook page. Send them a private message. You'll get friendly, quick correspondence. They're really easy to work with. So whether it's t-shirts, hoodies, or just a great logo and some artwork like we needed here at Wrestle Radio Australia, they've got you sorted out. And thank you, Wrestle Merch Printing, for supporting wrestling in Australia and this podcast. Love you guys. All right, let's take it home. You can check us out at Wrestle Radio AU on Twitter. Please do subscribe, rate, and review. If you dug this show, tell your mates about it. Hit that share button, the retweet button. Please get it out to more people. We're on Facebook, of course. Just search Wrestle Radio Australia, and you can find me at Josh JD Armour. As mentioned earlier, the Axe Cast with Hayden Zenith from EPW Perth, that's coming up later on this week. And also, Todd has had a couple of chats with some more Queensland talent, so we're going to be getting into that maybe next week. I think we'll have that out. It's a bit of a two-parter. I might try and get it all into one episode. We'll see how we go there. Big thanks to FNX.network, where you can check out shows like Shoot the Defense if you're a soccer fan, Big Ballers Podcast featuring Todd Eastman if you indeed love some NBA/NBL, Big Ballers Podcast, it's a good time. Live from the Armory, our American friends covering the grassroots independent pro wrestling in America. Check out Live from the Armory on FNX.network or every Thursday morning Australian time on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Thunderstag, for the awesome theme music. Again, Wrestle Merch Printing, you guys are awesome. Todd Eastman and the prodigy Alex Shepherd. My name's Josh Armour. Check out the Axe Cast later this week with Hayden Zenith. We're out. Peace. Have a good one. Ooh. Glorious, you'll have a beer.